This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. McLean County has a new state's attorney, Don Knapp, the assistant county administrator and former lead attorney in the state's attorney's office civil division, is now the county's top prosecutor. He was chosen from among five candidates. Knapp tells GLT's Eric Stock he doesn't see the need for any substantive changes in the office he inherits from Jason Chambers, who's about to become a judge.
The thought that the county board chair and the full board has the faith in me to continue the good work of what I see my father, who was a cop in town, to protect this community is humbling. I mean, it's just incredibly humbling.
There were five who interviewed for the position, all had a wealth of experience as a criminal prosecutor, also on the civil side. What do you feel may have set you apart?
You know, that's for the county board to decide. The worst question anybody could ask me is, why am I the best candidate for anything? Because I don't presume to think that that is my choice. I think I work pretty hard. I think my work ethic is pretty hard. And any job I try to get or any job I go for, I hope is based on work ethic and intellect. And I'm not the type to think I'm the smartest in the room or the hardest working, but hopefully between the combination of the two, I'm at least adequate.
Your father, having been on the beat for many years, how did he inform your view of law enforcement, and how did he inform your view later as a prosecutor?
Well, I started studying criminal justice in 1987 is when I came to ISU, and cases like Miranda versus Arizona in 1969 that started setting some bright line rules as a young, naive, stupid college kid. There were a lot of police officers around of my father's generation that operated before those bright line rules and after those bright line rules. And I remember having numerous conversations with my dad about, don't you hate this Miranda? Now you have to do this, that, or the other thing because of these rules. And he always told me he loved them. He thought those bright line rules for police officers made policing easier because all you have to do is follow the rules. And it's easier to do your job. And I think that mirrors with Jason and I. You know, I was the first civil assistant for 3.5 years. And as we were trying to figure out the FOIA implications and the civil implications of police cameras, body cameras, I think while there is an unbelievable cost, and the administrator in me says this is going to be a huge task, the criminal justice student and son of a cop says this is going to be better for police than it's not, because 99, in my view, so many of our police are out there doing great things every day. It's easy to say they did this or they did that, but when it's on camera, I think that helps prosecutors and I think that helps police officers.
You make quite a transition from assistant county administrator now, later today, to becoming state's attorney. How easily and how quickly can you make that transition?
We're going to find out. Hopefully very quickly and very easily. One of the things about being the assistant county administrator and working in these offices is we solve the problems of all of our departments. And I am not saying that I could run any department in the county, but I've been called upon to help them solve some of the hardest problems that they have.
As the assistant county administrator, you are intimately familiar with the budget, the numbers that the state's attorney's office has, about a $3.25 million annual budget. Does the state's attorney's office have the resources it needs and anything further that you would like to bring to it?
I believe it does have the resources it needs. It's not just the state's attorney's office, the entire county and every local unit of government and even the state are going to be asked to do more with less. Unless EAV starts growing significantly and people keep coming back to the state of Illinois, we're going to do more with less. You know, what will ultimately determine whether the resources are adequate for the state's attorney's office or the public defender's office or the court system in general is how much tinkering the state of Illinois does with traditional revenue streams for the county, such as there are bills that are going to redirect some filing fees, lower some filing fees, increase others, and that is something I don't have a crystal ball and can tell. talking to. I've talked to a majority of the, you know, Jason and I have had a number of conversations, and I've talked to the majority of the senior staff over there. They believe, would we always like a person or two more? Sure, but I think we are adequately staffed. Body cameras are going to be a new, that's going to be a new element, that just data storage and the amount of time it takes to redact and prepare those for trial is going to be a new gamut. Hopefully, my time in the administrator's office and working with our IT department and our court system will allow me to provide reasonable answers to those problems as they come up.
What kind of role can the state's attorney's office play in proactively trying to limit crime, to stop it before it gets to your desk?
You know, that was one of the questions that was asked at the executive committee meeting, and without giving that any thought off the top of my head, the state's attorney and the office itself can certainly have a role in the conversation we're having in the community. When I grew up, the way I grew up, I was told when you engaged with a police officer, you should have a whole lot of yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And that's the proper way to engage with a police officer. Another way of saying it takes, you have to give respect to get respect. And I think there are people on, there are people very invested in ginning up a conversation for political gain, that it is law enforcement versus non-law enforcement. So hopefully, now what, does that stop crime before it starts? I don't know, but hopefully calming down some of that conversation at least allows us to have a reasonable conversation to engage some folks.
And this is Sound Ideas. Eric Stock with Don Knapp, the new McLean County State's Attorney. McLean County has taken great steps in recent years to address mental health as it pertains to the law enforcement issue with the McLean County Jail expansion to better account for that. How does that change your role as state's attorney? What kind of impact do you see that having in how offenders are prosecuted in this county?
Well, I think, and it's not just a new thing. Years ago in the budget, in our budget addresses for the county, every department, including the state's attorney's office, was directed and still is directed to bring their budget forth with an eye toward what they can do to help the county board's mental health initiatives. And so, you know, without getting into the weeds of some of the details of the programs that were brought forth, there is a strong, you know, we've got Veterans Court, we've got Mental Health Court. There are already programs and policies and procedures in place that when screening takes place to try and identify, is this an act that was done with a mental health component that played a part in it, or was this just a crime that somebody fully mentally sound went and committed? So I think my role is just to ensure that we're paying attention to those policies and procedures and programs.
You had mentioned during your interview with the executive committee that there are some offenses that could simply be defined as being stupid acts versus those that are actually evil. How do you make that distinction, and how does that determine how you go about prosecuting a case? Because there could be a case where someone does something stupid, not necessarily ill-intended, but there are still consequences to those actions.
Undoubtedly, stupid things can harm a lot of people, and we can't ignore those, and we won't ignore those. The great thing is, as I also said at exec, is I don't have to make that in a vacuum. The county board and the community in whole has spent a lot of time and resources providing such tools as the public safety assessment that Cassie Taylor and our court services folks create that gives us the data necessary to try and make those determinations. So it would be, I don't know how long Sound Ideas is, but to debate whether an act is mala in se or mala prohibita is probably longer than this assessment. But one of the things I do want to hear from, and one of the things I'm hopefully going to be able to get out and talk to, are the coaches of the football teams and the teachers in the schools and seek their input on, what do you know about, this is what happened, what do you know? I want people to tell our office what they know about the situation and what they know about the individuals in the situation.
Governor Rauner has proposed bringing back the death penalty for certain extreme cases, a death of a police officer in a shooting or a multiple homicide. As the son of a veteran police officer, do you have any special reaction to that, and does that have any chance of becoming a reality, and could that perhaps at least be one more tool that a prosecutor could use?
You know, the thing about studying criminal justice and the death penalty is when I studied criminal justice, the death penalty, there are two types of deterrents when you study criminal justice, a special deterrent and a general deterrent. In the 80s and up until years ago, it's my understanding there was not one study that showed the death penalty was a good general deterrent. I think since then there has been maybe one study that shows it can be a general deterrent if the person's put to death in a timely manner. There is no doubt it is the best special deterrent that's out there, as I don't think anybody who has ever been put to death has committed another crime afterwards. Personally, on the death penalty, I'm called upon to enforce the laws and seek the punishments that are out there. So to try and drag the state's attorney's office or me into a debate on the full death penalty, it seems somewhat irrelevant, right? I don't pretend to know what's in Governor Rauner's mind. He could pass a number of laws or veto a number of laws that we will deal with as it comes.
And lastly, as you take over as state's attorney, the top prosecutor in the county, you're doing so at a time when, of course, Jason Chambers is leaving to become a judge, and also Adam Grist, who was the first assistant, also leaving for a federal prosecutor position. So that's a pretty big transition for you to make. How quickly do you feel that can be done?
Immediately. There is a great team of people over there. Brad Rigdon is a special talent. Mary Cole, and I'm not just singling them out. I could name half a dozen to a dozen prosecutors over there that are true believers and are special talents. I've known Jeff Hoare for 20 years, and the people in McLean County should take comfort in the quality of the assistant state's attorneys that we have over there.
Don Knapp is scheduled to be sworn in as state's attorney today. He spoke with Eric Stock.